staying with the pandemic, the improving COVID-19 situation and the success of the vaccination of frontline health workers here means that maternity hospitals across the country can begin easing some restrictions on visitors and partners, according to the HSE. Its clinical director for the Women and Infants Health Programme, Professor Peter McKenna, says he hopes there can now be some liberalisation, but that it will be up to each hospital to assess how it can safely proceed. Professor McKenna joins us to explain more. A very good afternoon to you, and thanks for talking to us, Dr. McKenna. Now,
good afternoon.
When you talk about some liberalisation, what have you got in mind?
Well, it depends a little bit on the individual unit. For example, they may be able to facilitate the attendance of partners for more scans. They may be able to facilitate the attendance of partners for a longer period of time in labour. It depends on their infrastructure quite a bit as to what they will be able to do.
But you're also saying that it depends on their capacity, I suppose, to manage infection in the context of a greater relaxation. So, you know, what resources do they need in place to be able to have this liberalisation, as you describe it?
Well, I don't know that this is necessarily a resource issue. It fundamentally depends on the infection rate in the community, and it depends on the background vaccination rate in the unit in which we're talking about. Clearly, the lower the community rate, the less chance anybody has of bringing it into the hospital. And similarly, the higher the vaccination rate in the hospital, the less chance of any individual staff member either acquiring the vaccine and needing to go off sick or infecting anybody else. That will also decrease as vaccination rates increase.
So, because we know this has been, I mean, it's been very distressing for many women, for many couples in recent months. Very restricted access for partners, really almost up until the point of birth in some circumstances. Is that, do you think, going to change now in our maternity hospitals?
It has been very distressing. We have been made very aware of that through a lot of representations that have been made, and that has been taken into account locally and centrally as well. Certainly as regards labour, every attempt has been made to facilitate the attendance of a partner for as long as possible at the labour, and it is unusual that the partner would be called just at the delivery. That would not be a common practice.
In relation to the vaccination of pregnant women, there are guidelines in relation to that, but pregnant women are not being prioritised for vaccination. Now, given maybe some of the evidence that we've seen in recent times, is there a growing case for that?
There is more information becoming available about the safety of vaccination and pregnant women all the time. As is well known, pregnant women were excluded from trials. And so a lot of the information that is coming in is not quite as structured as it would be within the context of a trial. Having said that, more information is being accumulated that would lead one to believe that it is a very safe thing to have during pregnancy. And consequently, as there are risks to the woman and some to the baby, that begins to make the case to make it available for women to make their own choice as to whether they wish to have it during pregnancy or not.
Is there any suggestion, Dr. McKenna, that some of the new variants we were talking about them earlier with Margaret Harris there might pose at all a particular risk to pregnant women?
Not that I'm aware of. And when it comes to the individual variants in the vaccine, I would certainly defer to my colleagues in virology rather than voice a strong opinion on that.
All right, Dr. Peter McKenna, we leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us.